Thank you. Thank you. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who chose to stand up this past year in the midst of relentless Republican attacks. At the Capitol, Democrats were ready to stand up, sometimes all through the night, with thousands of Iowans to make sure our voices were heard. We never waited on the sidelines while Republicans forced through their destructive policies, and we won't stop now. Senator Dix has promised Chapter 2 is coming for us in January. And Kim Reynolds got an early start on it this summer. She mismanaged our budget and raided more rainy day funds, offered millions in new corporate coupons, took away overtime pay for overtime work for thousands of Iowans, and cut even more staff in our mental health facilities. She called LGBTQ rights a matter of local control and has continued a disastrous Medicaid scheme privatized in a way that has been worse and worse for some of our most vulnerable citizens in this state. While we have been proud to stand up to their agenda to win in 2018, we must talk about our plan to fight back. And I'm introducing a plan in the legislature to do just that. When they try to dismantle IPERS for hundreds of thousands of Iowans, we fight back with a plan that not only protects pensions, but gives more Iowans access to quality retirement. After they wrecked privatized Medicaid, defunded Planned Parenthood, we fight back to not only reverse those changes, but push forward for paid family leave, reopen our mental health facilities that they shut down. When they underfund education and introduce new versions of school vouchers, we fight back by fully funding our schools and making sure every teacher is treated like the professional they are. When Senate Republicans mistreat women in our own state capitol and cost Iowa taxpayers over $1.7 million, we fight back, not just to make sure that our workplaces are safe for women, but to make sure Iowa women get equal pay for equal work. As Republicans continue to gut workers' rights, we fight back to expand workplace and union rights. When their vision destroys the Iowa we are proud to call home, what do? Yes, we fight back. Our fight pushes forward a new era that fulfills the true promise of our state's future, where we address the very real problem of climate change with expanded Iowa wind and solar energy, where we value our strong and productive workforce with better wages and benefits, where we lead the nation in education by prioritizing our schools again, where we build safe and secure communities, where we promote and protect our natural resources, like my incredible wife Andrea does every day. The urban-rural divide that we hear so much about, that they believe separates us, is no match for the actual shared values of my parents and grandparents in rural Iowa and my constituents in urban and suburban Iowa. This election is too important for us to repeat the mistakes of the past. Winning will take a new generation of our Iowans sharing our vision throughout the state and energizing working families in the state who have been attacked by their own representatives and governor. It will take outreach to small communities like my hometown of Columbus Junction that this administration has left behind. We must make it clear to our friends and neighbors that their quality of life, our livelihoods, are on the ballot. This is more important than who you caucused for in 2016 and even who you choose in this primary in 2018. Because we are all Iowans. And when we stand up and fight back as a united Democratic Party, we not only win in 2018, we deliver a victory for our state's future. Like many of you here tonight, I'm not afraid of these tough fights. Like you, I didn't wait for Terry Branstad to leave town to fight back. When others were on the sidelines, I was there to stand with you and fight for you in the courtroom and in our state house, defending our values from their attacks. From my front row seat in the Iowa Senate, I've seen all too clearly the problems our state will face if we lose this fight for the soul of our state, if the Republican agenda is emboldened. No amount of frustration, of shouting, of protest will matter if we don't deliver a victory in 2018. I fought for working people for 12 years as an attorney. I've traveled to 99 counties in this campaign. We're building a movement to win this fight for the soul of our state. It's going to be a tough fight, a fight that will define Iowa for the next generation, a fight we must win. Our opportunity is now. Let's stand up. Let's fight back, and let's push forward for a better future for our state. Thank you.